Hey, self-improver. A better world starts with a better you, and yes, you can. So let's take another step toward your best self today. Perhaps the most powerful force that governs the decisions we make, the actions we take, and the results we get in our lives are our beliefs. Beliefs are the building blocks of identity, which dictates how we show up in our lives. Knowing this, something I've always struggled with is knowing what my beliefs are. We're told to challenge our beliefs, but it's impossible to do that if we're not even aware of them in the first place. Narrowing in from this much larger topic, let's get a hands-on glimpse into what beliefs are by focusing on one type of them: preferences. Our preferences are simply what we prefer in our life. Or in different words, our preferences are an implicit understanding of what we like and what we don't. When we think of our preferences, they seem to be really superficial, like preferring vanilla to chocolate, or sleeping in a cold room versus a warm room, which doesn't seem to impact our lives all that much. But when we dive in a bit deeper, you'll see that your preferences are much more integrated into everything you do than you realized. We have preferences for everything. The way we like to do things, the way we like to feel, the way we like to receive feedback, the way we like to make decisions. I could go on forever. What's underlying each of these preferences is it leans us toward a certain way of thinking and a certain way of acting. So what might seem like an arbitrary preference actually guides the direction of our lives. Let me give a personal example that shows you just how far it ripples. I have a personal preference to feel productive with my time over not being productive. This preference acts as an unconscious filter in everything I do. It leads to disorganization because I don't always invest the time in putting things away. It influences me to be less present in conversations when I'm running over time because I value being on schedule. And more fundamentally, it impacts my feelings of self-worth as I reflect on the quality of my day, potentially discrediting how good it was because I see all the things I didn't get done. This is happening constantly, unconsciously, in everything we do. And this is just one example of how a preference influences everything else. It's harmless until it's not, because it steers your life completely off course. I'm Brian Ford. And if you think that these quick insights are helpful, then I'd really appreciate getting your feedback by way of a review. If you listen on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, it would mean the world to me if you took care of that right now. You grew today. Let's do it again tomorrow on Self-Improvement Daily.